Welcome to the Wildcard Weekly Rewind. I'm your host, Ellie Newman. Today is Thursday, September 15th, 2022. Let's get into the news. The Clemens House, which has served as a potential residence for Otter Rhein presidents since the year 1971, is now being listed for sale. This home was originally built for the Clemens family and is just one of the numerous gifts and donations the Clemens Foundation has given to Otter Rhein. This home was built in the year 1939 and was described in a 1973 article from the Westerville Public Opinion as one of the grandest houses built in the history of the city. The home was listed for sale in July of 2022. For more on this story, check out an article written by Ty Forney on tncmedia.org. Now, let's kick it off to Garrett Wandle with some Cardinal Sport News.
Welcome to the Cardinal Sports Recap. I'm Garrett Wandle, taking you through all things sports that's happened in this past week for the Cardinals. First off, with men's and women's cross country. Both teams were idle this week as they prepare for the All-Ohio Championships in Cedarville on the 16th. Next, with soccer, the men dropped their first game of the season to Case Western Reserve, making their record 2-1. They look to bounce back against Hangover in Transylvania on the 17th at 5 p.m. The women are still searching for their first win of the season. They lost to Ritt 0-2 on the 10th and Wittenberg 1-2 on the 13th. They're trying to pick up a win either this Saturday, the 17th at 2 p.m. against Adrian, or the 20th at 5 p.m. at Kenyon. Men's golf had a busy week. They placed 5th out of 9 teams at Baldwin Wallace, and then they placed 2nd out of 12 at the Battle of Belterra. They get a little rest before heading to the John Carroll Invitational on the 26th. Women's golf was idle this week. They head to the Ohio Dominican Invitational September 19th through the 20th. Next up, the volleyball team. They did a clean sweep at the Pam Briggs Classic. They defeated Thiel 3-0, Earlham 3-0, nationally 20th ranked Birmingham Southern 3-1, and Defiance 3-0. That tournament was the 9th through the 10th, and they came back home to take on 16th nationally ranked Wittenberg, and they lost that one 0-3. So that was actually their first loss of the season. They are now 9-1 on the season, and they've got a big challenge coming up this weekend. They go to the Hope Tournament that lasts September 16th through the 17th. They have to take on 5th ranked Calvin on the 16th at 7:30 p.m. Then they go to Elmhurst. They play them the 17th at 10 a.m. And then they have to play 9th ranked Hope the 17th at 2 p.m. So big tests coming up for the volleyball team. And finally, with football, the 30th anniversary of the Rhine River Cup against 24th nationally ranked Heidelberg, they lost that one 7-34. It was a little bit closer than what the score indicated, but still a tough loss for the Cardinals. They have not won the Rhine River Cup since 2016. Cardinals look to bounce back against Wilmington September 17th at 2 p.m. They're currently on a 3-game losing streak against Wilmington, hoping to bounce back. That does it for this week of the Cardinal Sports Recap. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you so much, Garrett. Now, here are some important dates that you all should look out for. On Friday, September 16th, the INST-approved event, A Window into the Constitution, will take place from 1 to 3 on the first floor of the Courtright Memorial Library. That's all the news for today. Thank you for tuning in to the Wildcard Weekly Rewind.